Okay, everybody, so today's daf is daf hey. We're holding approximately 10, 11 lines from the top of the Umud. Towards the end of the line, the Umr of Shmuel bar Nachmeni, Umr of Yoinesen. Says Rav Shmuel bar Nachmeni in the Umr of Yoinesen, Kol Oisem Mitzvah Achaz Bo'ilam Hazeh. Mekad Mosei Bo'ileches Lefonav Lo'ilam Haba. A person who does a mitzvah in this world, even one mitzvah, every mitzvah, before Chas V'Shalom, the person passes away, or after he passes away, that mitzvah will proceed in front of him. Shnemar, v'holach v'fanecha tzidkecha, v'oid Hashem ye'atzpeka. That your tzidkes, mitzvahs that you did during this world, are going to go ahead of you, and they will take you to the next world. However, v'chol o'iv aveira achas, chas v'shalom, person o'iv an aveira, m'laf v'fosoi, m'lichosoi l'yoy madin. What's learned in m'laf v'fosoi? In Yiddish it's called angevikut. Angevikut means that it wraps him around. Rashi gives an example. Sechta Shabbos talking about Malafafin Esatino Shabbos. When the baby was born, they go and after they clean him, then they have to wrap him around.
Swaddle, I think is the word.
Swaddle. Oh, to swaddle around the baby. And the purpose of that is to go and keep the arms down so that the extremities develop properly. Anyway, so that type of swaddling you find with the Aveda as well, Chas V'Shalom, it swallows, it swaddles that person that passed away, and when he chosel Yom Adin, and accompanies him when he goes to Yom Adin, Shenemar, Shteitin Pasig, he lofsu orchoiz darka. Pasig over there is talking about the Shoyim. In fact, the Pasig ends off, Yalu, Latoyu, Vioyvedu, or just go to emptiness, and Chas V'Shalom be lost, be destroyed. We're saying about these Rishoyim, this notion of Yilofsu, or Chis Darkam, when they're going on their final path, opposite to Shemayim for the Yom Adin, the Aveira is going to swaddle that individual. The Blezo Oyim, it's even worse than that, it's Kshur by Kikelev. The Aveira is tied to him like a dog is tied on a leash to its owner. Shnemet says in the Pasuk, Rishom Eilel, Lishkav Etzla, Liyois Ima. What is this referring to? It's referring, of course, to Yosef and the Eishes Potiphar. Shomaleh, he didn't go and listen to her. Lishkav Etzel, Liyos Ima. What's the double Lashon? Lishkav Etzel, Liyos Ima. Lishkav Etzel, Boilam Azeh, Liyos Ima, Boilam Abba. He didn't want to be tied to the Aveira upstairs in Shemayim, the Acha Mev Yesu. The Marishah brings the Gemara Mesechtes in Hedrin, which we had not so long ago, that there were three that violated the Hilchos Teva in the times of Noach and did live with their spouses or their mates.
The dog
was one of them. And as a result, it says by the dog that that's why he was punished, that he's constantly on a leash. At least you're supposed to have them on a leash. Not everybody here on the west side is so makbid. They're supposed to be on a leash and they are tied to their owner. So that's the kesha. That was the punishment that the kelev gets. In the Medrash in Bereishis Rabbah, it brings that it's worse than that, that it's tied to its owner, but that in fact a dog that lives with its female companion, female mate, has difficulty of withdrawing after the mice sabia. It is kind of stuck even then momentarily with its mate, so therefore there's a kesher, not only the kesher with its owner, the kesher in the mice sabia itself. Amrish Lakish, but even actually to Rabbi Seil, this halacha of this memra of Rish Lakish is really fascinating. And it says, but even actually to Rabbi Seil, we have to go and thank our ovois. The ovois that we're referring to is those that participated in the Egel. Why do we have to thank them? Shemolehein, if it wasn't for them, Shemolehein lechatu, if they would not have sinned with the Egel, Anu levanu la'olam, we never would have been created. In other words, the Doiros would have continued on with those people, and was going to say shortly, they would not have passed away, they would live lo'ol me'ad, and they would not have had children. Really? Why? Shemit says in the Pasuk, ani amarti lekim atem uvnei elyon kulchem. At the time of Har Sinai, Klal Yisrael was so imbued with the Torah, Kedusha, Tahara, etc., they became on the status of Malachim. Malachim do not bear children. Where do you take this from? If you look at the Rashi, third and fourth line from the top, Lavizeinu Oisei O'Egel. We have to thank our Oveis, not to whatever Mitzvah Yaakov. We have to thank our predecessors who did the Egel, because if it wasn't for them, they would have been the status of angels. And angels do not have kids. So we have to thank them. Thank you for doing the Egel, because as a result, we were all born. But we're not finished yet, Rabbi said. Don't jump yet. Well,
yeah. Isn't it saying Erevim, after 2.5 years of debate, the Beis Hillel Bashkalai says it's better not to have been born, so this kind of flies in the face of
this
that.
That's a philosophical argument. This is a historical argument.
Okay, let's see, traces. Thank you. When happens if he grows up to be a great tzaddik like Ariel and others? Ashra the Ashrei Hador, meritorious and praiseworthy is that generation. We'll see at the end of the Gemara, we're not going to stay with this. It's about just the Havana. Frankly, I'm not so sure I understand what the Gemara is, what the Tosis is asking. I don't know. With all due respect, of course, to Ariel. And that is, all our Gemara is saying over here is that had it not been for the Egel, they would have been like Malachim, and we would not have been born. So now, for those of us that enjoy life and are happy that we were born, and even if we are not particularly happy with our circumstances, nevertheless, the fact that we are born is only because of the fact that they did the egg. So, the fact that we're around, we're not talking about the theoretical, the philosophical, the theological. Is it better to be born? Not better to be born. We're talking about we are here. Now that we're here, why are we here? We have to go and thank our predecessors who did the egg, because not for them, we wouldn't be here. Anyway, continues the Gemara Chaval to Masechem, because unfortunately they sin, the Egel people sin. Ochink Adam to Musa. That's the next pasuk in telling these are two psukim back to back. If you look at number 5, Ani Amarta Likim Atam Ne'elgen Kuchem, I would have wanted, would have been happy that you should be on the status of Ochim. However, Ochink Adam to Musa, unfortunately, shortly thereafter you sinned with the Egel, and Nebuchadnezzar, just like people. Based on what we just said, it sounds like that if they had not sinned with the Egel, then they would not have procreated, they would not have brought forth new generations. Vaksin doesn't say in Bereishis, Vatem Pru Urvu, Kadosh Baruch Hu gave a mitzvah for all of mankind, including, of course, for the future Yidden to be born, that they should all have kids. So that being that the case, how are you telling me that they're going to be in the status of Malachim, they're not going to have kids? Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us a mitzvah, everybody has kids. Everybody. Every Mara. Ad Sinai. We're talking about until Har Sinai. In other words, from Bereishis to Har Sinai, Zuntait. It was the desire of Kadosh Baruch Hu that everybody produce children. Wonderful. Now, when they got to Sinai, however, they went such a high madrega, they got upgraded from business class all the way to first class, in our first class Malachim. As Malachim, they don't have kids. Thank you, Mara. That doesn't sound right. Sinai Namiksin. Doesn't it say by Har Sinai that right after Kadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah, Kadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Lech emor lehem, shuvu lechem le'aleichem. What does that mean? We all know the Chazal means that they were horish from their wives for 3 days, shloshesim hagbalah, and now they are being reunited with their wives. Tell them they can all go home. Presumably the purpose of going home was to live with their wives and hopefully to produce new generations of Kindlech. But when you just told me now that at the time of Har Sinai there was such a high madrega, like Malachim, so therefore there was no need to go and live anymore with wives because they're not going to have kids anyway. Every more or less simchas oinu. We're not talking about for the purposes of producing children, but the mitzvah that a husband has to his wife, and he has to go she'er k'sus v'oina. So for the last 3 days they haven't had that. Now to continue giving that simchas oina to the wives. Break the morvok siv. But it says nochmul by Har Sinai l'man yitav lehem ulvaneim. What's the whole pasuk in its entirety? Kadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Klal Yisrael at the time of Har Sinai, such a high madrega mi yitay halavai This heart that they have, that should be, they should continue to fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It will be good for them, and for their children. What do you mean for their children? Didn't you just tell me that at the time of Har Sinai, no more kids? So what is this? We're talking about kids that were born prior to Har Sinai. Therefore, we're telling all of the people that were at Har Sinai, at that moment they were in such a high, lofty madriga, Magita Vlahem, and to their children that were born previously, that Amir Hashem are going to continue to grow post Har Sinai. Frank Timara still doesn't make sense. Omer Ish Lakish, Micah citizen in the Apostle. Zeh Sefer Tolus Adam. Tolus Adam. Question is, Sefer Tolus, what's the word of Sefer? Between Sefer Hoyulad Adam Rishon, with the libraries, with Svarim, or what type of Svarim did Adam Rishon have? Lam HR, like a Shmoto Adam Rishon, Dor, Vidor, Vidor, Shav, Dor, Dor, Vidor, Shav, Dor, Dor, Chachamim, Dor, Dor, Vinosav, that Kadosh Baruch already showed to Adam Rishon what future generations would look like. It must have been kind of boring when Adam Rishon was born. Nobody to talk to,
no history.
No history, no nothing. Goodish. So therefore Kadosh Baruch Hu said to Adam Rishon, I will tell you about the future history of the world, every generation, and its darshanim, its chachamim, its parnesim. Parnesim means the manigim of the generation. Kivin Shegila Dor Shel Akiva. Then when Kadosh Baruch Hu showed him the door of Rabbi Akiva, and specifically Rabbi Akiva himself, Sameach B'Tzei Rossi was so happy to see the tremendous Torah that Rabbi Akiva brought to the world. But he was totally saddened by the terrible Misa of Rebbe Akiva. Omar, and then Adam Rishon said, how precious are the friends of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Anyway, the point of all of this is that we see from this already in the times of Adam Rishon, it was already decided that they're going to be kids for many generations, certainly past Har Sinai and past the Masa Egel, etc., etc. How could this have been already predetermined? Had they not done the Egel, then there wouldn't be a Rebbe Akiva and all the other future generations. Moreover, Vom Rebbe Yossi, Nocha Memra, Ein Ben David Bo Achiyichu Neshomai Shebeguf. Mashiach Ben David is not going to come until all the Neshomas in the Guf have been used up or have been put to, not only emptied here, but also placed into bodies here in this world. What is the exact definition of Neshomai Shebeguf? So Rashi says that there is a big, big chamber upstairs in Shemayim, which is known as Guf, and there Kadosh Baruch Hu stores all of the neshamas until children are born, and then Kadosh Baruch Hu inserts every one of those neshamas into the babies. You see Rashi is about six lines from the top of the Amud. Achiyichlu, Oitzer Yesh, there's a tremendous storage place, a tremendous treasure house upstairs in Shemayim, which might go for the name is Guf. Whom he gracious and ready from the beginning of the world, noitzu kol neshamis, all of neshamis are sidus lihivolei, and us the neshom. We must be talking about not only millions, maybe we're already at the billion stage of all the neshamis that are going to go and be, and I don't know if this is only yin, could be this is goyim too, and then we're talking about, you know, into the high billions, perhaps we're reaching trillion. Anyway, all of them are there in that place. Both, and when will the Kadosh Baruch Hu bring Mashiach ben David? When all those neshamas have now been emptied, as you said.
Emptied from, and recycled?
I know, well, recycling, that's already a different story.
That's called reincarnation too.
That's called Gilgulim. That's Gilgul.
Right.
They were just talking about the original neshamas, not the Gilgul neshamas. Anyway, so...
what are they doing in the goof?
They're all learning Torah. They're now studying
Daf Hei
and Avodah Zarah. Sorry?
It's like they're in...
They're basking.
This is after Mashiach, before Olam
Haba. Divine Providence. Yeah. Okay. Beautiful.
Not Providence.
Olam Haba. Olam Haya. It was. They were. They're there.
There's so many. They were waiting for Mashiach, but there's still probably at least another 5 or 10 still there, and hopefully they're going to come down today, and Mashiach will be here.
Very interesting.
Anyway, Shenemar. Sorry.
So go down to your.
Exactly how it works, I don't know, but maybe a lacha, maybe Esrim, or maybe an Olam Haba. You'll find out more details.
No hurry.
When your neshama came in, do you remember what happened at the time?
Yeah, they got hit.
Smacked.
Yeah, smacked.
Got smacked.
By a sword.
No, by a doctor in the hospital.
Okay. Anyway, one thing I can assure you, your parents were delighted when you were born, and they said, what a beautiful light has emerged and come into this world, that beautiful neshama that you have. But anyway, continuing on, she never says, Basak Leila Oilam Yorav Leila Netzach Ektoif, says, Akadboki Kiruach Mulfana Yatoif Unishamois Ani Asisi. What means Kiruach Mulfana Yatoif? When you see the word Yatoif, you automatically think of like the Satef Batsitsis. However, Rashi said, no, the word Yatoif means that there is a delay. Where do we see that the word Yatoif means delay? Because it says, Wahoyu Atufim Lelovan. Atufim means those that came out late. Yaakov Avinu designated for Lavan. That's when you had in the Torah, Nekudim, Berudim, etc., when he made up a deal with Lavan how to get his maskoret, how to get paid for all the wonderful years of work that Yaakov did for Lavan. And anyway, so we see from that pasuk Atufim, those that come out late, that's the Taich Kiruach Mufana Yatek. That Mashiach ben David has not come yet, and it has been delayed, because in the Shamas Ani Asisi, I did all of those Neshamas. They're still waiting there in Guf, and when they're finally emptied from Guf, and Guf will now be Leidik, will be totally empty, then Mashiach will come. Zoktimar. Okay, so what do I see from these two memories that we just had, both the Sefer Todas Adam and the story about the Neshama Sheba Guf, that there are many, many Neshamas waiting there to be born. That being the case, how do you tell me at the time of the Matan Torah, it was determined at that time that they're in the status of Malachim, and there would not have been any future generations. It's only because ultimately they sinned. And as a result, now children are back on the agenda. We see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created so many millions and billions of these neshamas all to be born in future years. So in Bazoi, the two don't work. Dr. Mara, you're right. I'm going to make a slight emendation. Don't say that we would not have been born. What means the memra, the ilechatu loy have a maisi? What it means to say is that if they had not been choyte be'ega, they were in such a lofty madrega of Har Sinai, having been the Kabbalah of the Torah, they would have remained like that for the rest of the years, and they would not have died. If they would not have died, even though future generation would have been born, us, compared to them, we would have been like Afra the Arab. These are the loftiest neshamas possible. They would not have died. Can you imagine having a father and mother that were born already 3,000 years ago, 4,000 years ago at the time of Har Sinai, and then you try to compare yourself to them? Impossible. So that's the lotion of not like the Gemara said until now. Shleibonu l'oilam, but kimi shleibonu l'oilam. So therefore, in a sense, we have to thank our predecessors that they went and they did the Egel, and as a result, they passed away, so that when we are born now, we are not born to parents that are a few thousand years old, who are so much loftier in their Kedusha than we are.
No, it's just so hard to, we have to thank them for the golden calf.
And that's why I said that this is, the whole thing is very fascinating, hard to understand. Whenever you get to a Gadatis, you have to
take it with a grain.
I wouldn't say take it with a grain. You have to realize that there's much deeper meaning to all of these, and we're just learning it.
Scratching the surface.
Very good. That's the right expression. Great Gemara. Moksiv, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah at Har Sinai, he had in the Torah Parshas Yevamos or Parshas Nachlas. And if you're telling me that they were in such a high madrega, that had they not sinned with the Ego, they never would have passed away. So who's the parsha of Yibam, the parsha of Naklas for? For the Goyim, I mean, it's obviously given to us in the Torah.
We're talking about natural, passing naturally, I mean, violently, there's no stop. Even people who are in good health can pass away from, you know, we see war today.
Gemara is assuming that because of that, such a high madrega, no Jews would have died either naturally or unnaturally. Okay. And if that's the case, and I don't make Hilchus Yibam and Hilchus Naklas.
What about for the children? If we have that number, the door of Sinai,
yeah,
they didn't die.
Okay.
But their children, they, once the children have passed away?
Maybe the Gemara is saying is that if we had been in such a high madrega, the kids also wouldn't have passed away.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, the Gemara gives another teretz, al tanai, that all of this was given al tanai, that you're going to continue to behave and you're going to be like you were at the madrega of Har Sinai. But if Chas V'Shalom, that's not going to be the case. Then you have Parshas Yevamos and Parshas Nachas. Tonight, because Baruch Hu go and make Sukkim out tonight. That if you're going to be good, not going to be good. So, The Hachi Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. We learned this already on Shabbos 2 days ago. My Yisubah says in the Pesach, the Yerba Yevoyker Yoyim Hashishi. If you look in the Torah, it says Yoyim Sheni, Yoyim Shlishi, and Revi. When it comes to the sixth day, Yoyim Hashishi. Why Hashishi? Allah Mishis, because Baruch Hu Maaseh Bereishis V'Yomar. In the Kamli says the Torah Mutzit. The Baruch made a tonight with Mass Abration and said, Chevra, you know why I'm creating you? Like Rashi says at the beginning of Chumash, Bereishis, Beis Reishis, Bishvil Yisrael Shanika Reishis, Bishvil Torah Shanika Reishis. That's why I'm creating the world. But if Yisrael is not going to be Makabal the Torah, then we don't need a world. Who needs a world? Just for all these funny people in this world to go and act as comedians or act as Rishoyim, well, we need the world for. So from the time of Ma'aseh Bereishis until 2400 years later, when you had the Har Sinai, during that period of time, everything was kind of kivakot. It was all shaky. The Shemayim V'Oretz didn't know, are we going to continue forever and ever, or are we going to be, we're going to die very quickly if Chas V'Shalom Klal Yisrael doesn't accept the Torah. So you see, the whole thing was a al tanai. Where do you see that in the word Yoim Hashishi? So Rashi back in Daf Gimel said, because Shishi is a reference to Shishi B'Sivan, when the Torah was given on Har Sinai. Aha. That's one pshat. Hashishi, not Shishi then, the sixth day of creation, but the future Yoim Hashishi, years later, when Torah will be given the sixth of Sivan. Rashi in Chumash says, the Hey of Hashishi tells us that's referring to the Chamisha Chumshei Torah. Chamisha Chumshei Torah will be given on Shishi at the time of the giving of Torah in Har Sinai. Okay, Zokti Moriyat Vait, Meisvei, Niyitin Moi Levavim Zelohem. What is this pasuk? Same pasuk that we quoted until now. Remember, this was in response to the fact that Kodesh Baruch Hu was the original one that gave the first two mitzvahs, the Anoichi and Vayilach. Klal Yisrael was so terrified by hearing the Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Almighty, saying these words, that they went backwards, I think the Gemara says in Shabbos, 12 mil. They were just totally consumed and consumed with fear and dread for the Rebbeinu. So therefore they said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe Rabbeinu, please take over, we can't stand this. Moshe Rabbeinu was upset. He felt that Divya Rav, Divya Talmud, Divya Mishomim, shouldn't Klal Yisrael want to hear the entire Aseret HaDibros from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Fakert, Liyitin halavai v'hoi levav mezeh lehem, liyira oisiv lishmar eskom mitzvoisei kol hayom. They should remain on this lofty madrega, that they have this tremendous yiras hamokim, this tremendous awe of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Halavai, they should remain forever. And this would be l'man yitav lehem, this would be a tremendous toiva for them, for the v'neim li'olam. Halavai. Okay, so what's the kasha? Continues the Gemara. Liyitin v'hoi levav mezeh. Lehem, levatel. So the Brisa says, levatel mihem malach hamavus i'efshi. They have now accepted the Torah. They're in this high madrega to go and say, as a result, you know what, malach hamavus, we no longer need your services. That we cannot do. I'efshi shekvar nigzer gzeira. From the time of Odom Arisha and Odom and Chava and the Eitz Hadas, from then on, the malach hamavus has been empowered for all generations to go and stop him. Now we can't. Oh, so you see already the kasha, that this brisa therefore presupposes that the Malach HaMavis will always be in control. So how can you tell me at the time of Har Sinai, had it not been for the Egel, we would have stopped and the no more Malach HaMavis, because everybody will live forever.
It was Israel, but not the Yisrael.
Okay, we're referring to the Malach HaMavis for our purposes. So Yimora is saying, the brisa wants the pharaohs, wants to explain the fact that it says at the end of the pasuk, "Uman Yitavlem," that pool of names. So we're talking about the Jews. So me Yitavoy Levav Zelahem, about the Malach Mehem Malachamavsi Yeshikvani Zrugzeh. Halei Kibli Yisrael Esat Torah. So that being the case, so what schar do we get for being mekabel the Torah? El kadesh leitei uma v'loshet shaletes behem. The Torah that we're going to have is by accepting the Torah, had we remained on that great madrega, is that no uma v'loshet would be able to be sure that over us we would be eternally independent. Halavai. Shenema, like I said in the pasuk, the mangitav lehem levneim ad oilam. So what would be that Torah? The Torah would be not that we wouldn't pass away. Everybody passes away. The Malachim Ovis is in charge. However, as long as we live, we wouldn't be under the domination of the Umasai. Aha. So we see very clearly from this Brisa that even after Matan Torah, pre-Egel, the Malachim Ovis was still in control. So how did you go and say that there would have been a period that if there had not been for the Egel, the Malachim Ovis would have stopped doing his thing vis-a-vis Klal Yisrael? Ever the Gemara, you're right, that Brisa says that very, very, very directly on the point. However, the sign we have another Brisa. That in fact it was a Kodesh Baruch Hu's intention that if Klal Yisrael is Mekabel the Torah, the bracha that they will have is they'll live forever. The Malachim Ovis will not be shoyled. It's in the pasuk. Ani amarti. We're quoting the same pasuk that we brought earlier. Ani amarti lekematem uvnei elyon kulcha. This we brought previously to say that they're like malachim and they will not have children. You remember we changed that, and now the pasuk is telling you, based on Rabbi Yosi of this brisa, that because Christ was mekabel Torah, they should have, would have, could have been on the madrega that they would have lived forever. That's what it says in the pasuk. You're b'nei elyon kochim. You're like malachim. Malachim live forever. There are no malachim cemeteries upstairs in Shemayim. They go on forever. However, chaval t'maseich. Unfortunately, you sinned with the egel because of that. Ochin ka'adam t'musim. Unfortunately, as a result, misa never continued with you. Ah, so this brisa now is consistent with what we said before, that had it not been for the egel, the people who accepted the Torah would live forever. And unfortunately, because they sinned, Nebuchadnezzar Malachim Ovis was reinstated, come back. He went on vacation for a few weeks. Now he's back in control, unfortunately.
I think it's interesting that I think it's Rabbi Yossi who argues Rabbi Akiva in Shabbos if the Torah was given on the 6th of Sivan or on the 7th of Sivan.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So Hashishi is not the... The drusha of Hashishi doesn't work for them, for, if it's Rabbi Yossi, it doesn't work for him.
You're asking on the earlier Gemara.
Yes.
So the Mefarshim talk about that, and they say that it was supposed to be Shishi according to everybody. The reason why it changed to Shvi is because Moshe Hoisef Yoyim Echad Midatav. Remember, the Gemara says about that too, that Rajbarchu was Maskin, and he says Yeshkoyach, and he gave him the extra day. But it was intended to be originally Yom Shishi. But if you want to go and explore this a little further, back on Daf Gimel, you look at the Tosis, which is about three quarters down. The Omid Yoim Hashishi. Do you have that Tosis?
Yeah, it's Tema.
So man, the Yom Veshila B'Koyish Nidno. My Yoim Hashishi. Your Kash. Yishloim the Yom Mekama Le'om Lehum Yidim Shem Chul Shli Orchi Nami Hoyser Uyil Yasim Shishi Hoyser Moishi Yem Echad Midat. And we continue on to the more item. The Rabbi Yosi, first wide line all the way down. Rabbi Yosi Nami Hoksivtan says the Apostle Ma'anita Vilhem Levneim Ad Oilam, which is Mashma Toiva Hu Dehavya Hamisa Ika. How did we say previously in this Brisa that what? That the Malacham of us, unfortunately, is going to be Shoilid. What was the second Rabbi Yosi? Rabbi Yosi says, L'kibli Yisrael Malacham of us. They were hoping the Malacham of us would not be Shoilid. Shenemar Niyamar Tel Kimatev. Etc., etc. And then what happened? Unfortunately, Ochin Ka'adam to Musa. However, from the first Brisa, what was the Rai of the first Brisa? Going back seven lines, Mesve, Mitamoyel Wabam Zelahem, Levata Malachim Ovis, Yasher, Parnik, Zerv. So what is the Toivelamai Yitavlehem? I'm going to tell you that Ein, Umma Veloshin, Shaletz is Behem. So, frankly, more, that's good according to the first Mad Yaman. But according to Biosi that says that that in fact is no longer going to be Misa. So what is the Yilaman Yitav Lehem at the end of the Pasuk come to tell us? It's Mashua Toiva Hu Dehavi. As a result of the Makabal, the Torah, Hashem will give them a toiva, a Misa Ikka, but it sounds like there will continue to be Misa after all. And if Yosef said, no, then we're Makabal, the Torah, Kadei Shalo Yehe Malach HaMoveh Shoyvabad, and Fimor, be basically, oh, Malach, Kim Deleka Misa, and Lecha Toivah Gedoy LeMisa. The Gantz Kasha is a difficult Kasha, because of the fact that the Mayit of Lehem, that is the Hatovah that we're talking about, says Rabbi Yosef. Not to pass away. That's a grace of Toiv. A person can go and live forever and ever. What does he do with that passage that tells you that they will have Misa Chasa Shalom? Gemara Mayimut Misa and Nius. Misa we're referring to is not Poshe Pshat Misa, but one of the four Pshatim of Misa. There are four that have never the status of Nais, Elohim, and Oni, a Suma, a Metzoyra, a Misha, a Leibon. How do I know each one of them is considered to be Me'ein Misa? Oni, the Chsiv, Ki Meitz Kol Noshim, HaVakshim Es Nafshecha, that's the Lashon HaPosid, Meitz Kol Noshim, HaVakshim Es Nafshecha. Who is this referring to? Man, it is referring to Dosen Vavira. Now, Dosen Vavira, it says, Ki Meitz, they died. But they didn't die. Exactly. Parshas Kodesh, first Pasuk. Yeah.
So if you only have daughters, you're considered dead?
No, the one of here means children.
Both
children.
Grandchildren.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Future generation.
You have to swallow your pride.
What?
The earth.
Okay. That's my question. Nothing to talk about children. Sure. Okay, very good. So the Gemara, that's talking, but that's why they said Moshe Rabbeinu, you can come back now to Mitzrayim, right? Moshe was in Midyan with Yisroi and Tzipora and family. Mm-hmm. And now, Kadosh Baruch Hu said, you can come back into town, back to Mitzrayim.
Coast is clear.
Because Meitzkal Anoshim, who were those Anoshim of Akhtar Shech, that was Dosal Baviram. And guess what? The Dosal Baviram came up once again in the times of Kairach, and as we said, Zechariah, who made Meitzu, Mehavehavah, Shiorim and Achseim. They fell from, they were at one time grace of knackers, millionaires and billionaires, and they became aniyim v'avyoinim, and that's kimeis v'koyim.
And they stood so erect and defiant in front of their tents with their family.
Can you imagine?
So what happened? Dosan Aviram were the two who were fighting.
Dosan Aviram were the ones that were fighting, and then when Moshe Rabbeinu went and killed the Mitzri, they snitched to Paroi that Moshe Rabbeinu went and killed someone.
In the movie, it was Edward G. Robinson was Dosan.
I'm sorry. No problem. That was Dosan or that was Aviram?
That was Dosan.
Who was Aviram?
I don't remember.
You remember, okay. And who was Paroi?
Yul Brynner.
Yul Brynner.
Related to our, the president?
The emperor.
It's spelled differently.
Okay. Anyway, it's a very interesting. Thank you for sharing with us these very key facts. Anyway, beginning back to
Moshe that doesn't
Aviram
dead, he can come back.
That's okay. So
they're destitute. They're not dead. They're destitute.
Exactly. So you have 13 okay. here. You see the pasuk number 13. Do you see that? Vayoyim Hashem Moshe b'Midyan. You're staying with Midyan on vacation with Yisrael and family. Leich Shem Mitzrayim, go back. So who's this right? It doesn't appear. And then guess what? We find them back in the Torah after Moshe Rabbeinu took them out of Mitzrayim. Sorry, once again. It's a proof that even though it says Mesa, they didn't die. So what Mesa did they have? Until now, they were the grace of Kanakas. They were the big shots. And now they lost all their money.
And all their power.
All their power and everything. Good. So that's one. That's the Ani. Suma Dechsev. A person that never walks around the machshachim in choishech that he cannot see, which is a summa, is never kimeis oyla, never like a person is never dead. Rachman listen. Metzayra tachsiv al nosi yichameis. Now this is referring to Miriam, that Miriam, as we know, spoke poorly about Moshe Rabbeinu. That was last week's parasha. 2 weeks ago, at the end of my life, 2 weeks ago. Yes, thank you. I appreciate it.
For that.
Almost, yeah. Thank you. Anyway, that's why she spoke poorly, and that's why right after that we have Shlach and Melachim that the Meragdim didn't learn from Miriam that you get punished if you say Lashon Hara. Good. Back to our Gemara. The bottom line is, it says that Aaron said to Moshe Rabbeinu, "Nasi kemeis, we cannot allow our mutual sister Miriam to be like a mess. She wasn't like a mess. She was a Metzayra. Oh, Simon Mitzayr is like a mess. Umishay Lebanon, the Chziv, Alba Libanon, the Imayin Mesa Noich. If I don't have children, Chas Hashem, I'll be like a Mesa. Who said this? Rachel said that to Yaakov, right? Number 16. Batei Rachel, Le Yoldo, Le Yaakov. Vatikani Rochel Bachoyse, Vatayimel Yaakov, Havali Banim, the Mayim Mesa.
So if the Bnei Yisrael after the, didn't commit the sin of the eagle, they wouldn't have procreated, they wouldn't have had children, they would have been like Mason, according to this.
They would have been, they would have Anius. That's what it says in the Pasuk.
No, I'm saying, but if they didn't procreate, right. if they had not sinned, counterfactual history, they didn't sin at the ego.
One second. About procreation, remember, that was a Havamin and that we were doing.
Okay.
The Gemara says that the fact that they were Kabul the Torah, they would have taken in the high, lofty Madrega of God, Malachim, but they would have been children. How do I know? Is that safe to tell us Adam? And also because we have to wait for all the shamas to come out of the guf.
Okay.
So this is hard to conceive.
Hard to conceive. Yes, very good. That was good. Now the question is, how do you know Nosan Vaviram became Aniyim? Maybe they became Mitzrayim. Maybe they didn't have any children. Maybe they became Sumim. What's the right that they became Aniyim? That's not my kasha, it's Toises' kasha.
We know they had children. They stood with their children at the outside the tent.
Okay, very good. Shiar de Minachseyim. Right, Doi says, the lekala may miss sumumo, you can't say they became blind. Doc said, but that's koira. Ha enei hoa nosha mahaim, tenake, loy nale. It's a chasumma that they all had vision, they all had sight. No, but to Ram Nami loy have it, eida, besoich hamachna ha yu yoishvin. It would be toich eida, toich hamachna. So it couldn't be, but to Ram would have been chutz lamach. Vachitem de matan toy nisrapu, doi sin chun nisrapu, kvar chod lamumma mamasa eger. You don't tell me because they got a refuah, like everybody had a matan toy. True. But by Masa Egel, unfortunately, all of the maladies and all of the sicknesses all came back. If you're going to go and tell me the reason is because they no longer kids, that is not a reason to go and say that they no longer had power and influence in the Malchus. To go and say they became Aniyim, oh, the Malchus wants to talk to Groysa Knakas. You can go and pay $1 million to go and join a meal with the president, then you can get your son freed from jail. But you have to be able to give that $1 million for the Suda. If you're a poor guy, you come in $50 for the meal, it's not going to happen. So you have to be a Kanaka to go and have Koyach influence. But they could have caused a lot of trouble if they were Kanakas, if they had a lot of money. So that's a Poshik. Okay, anyway, getting back to our Gemara, it says in the Pasuk, Im b'chukoyse t'leichu, es b'zoyse t'ishmeru, v'asisem hoysa. The Pasuk Pshat in Im means if Klal Yisrael does the chukim, everything will be great. And then we have the brachas, which you have at the beginning of b'chukoyse, and then it says, if chas v'shom denat, en chulila the toichecha. However, the Gemara is dashing the word Im, not just if, but ein im eloshen tachnunim. It's a Kodesh Baruch Hu as if he is begging Klai Yisrael, please, b'chukoyse teleichu. Chenu oimach, it's in the Pasuk. Lu ami shemeli, Kodesh Baruch Hu says, halavai, my nation should listen. Then kamat oiveim achniyah, then I would go and subdue all of their enemies. V'oim of lu hekshaftu mitzvoyse, halavai, they would listen to our mitzvahs. V'ayhi kenor shleimecha, then they would have sholem like a nor, flowing peace. That's all halavai if they would go and listen and do the mitzvahs the way they're supposed to. Turn about a miyitin vayilavov mzeh. So that was kind of like a shtickle introduction to this next Gemara. Miyitin vayilavov mzeh lahem. Like we had this pasuk already a few times here in the Gemara. Where did it say miyitin number 8? Miyitin, they were complaining to Moshe Rabbeinu. We cannot possibly listen to Kadosh Baruch Hu bechvodo uba'atzmo because it's just so overwhelming, it's such awe-inspiring. So Kadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe, "Miyitim alal halavai." They continue to have that feel of awe and dread for Kadosh Baruch Hu. Liyiroisei v'lishmas kol mitzvoisei kol ayomim ma'anita lehem lebneihem lehoilam. Now says Yomar, "Miyitim oil vam zel lehem." Amle Moshe liYisrael. Moshe said to Klal Yisrael, "Kfuye toive b'nei kfuye toive." You are ingrates, people that do not have gratitude. Why? Where? When? Shoshem Hakadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, Miyitim Vayilavam Zelahem, Hoyol Lehem Loimar Tenata. when a Kadosh Baruch Hu used that expression, Miyitin Oy, Halavai, somebody should go and give them, that they should remain with that purity of heart and this lofty Madrega, Miyitin. They could have said, Kadosh Baruch Hu, you're the final address in this Miyitin. Please, give us Levavim Zeh, Liyir Oyse, Velishmar. Why didn't they ask for it? The reason why they didn't ask for it is because these fellows have no gratitude. Kfuya Toyva Dechsiv, the Nafshenu Kotzim Belechem HaKloikel, Kadosh Baruch Hu gave them one for 40 years in the Midbar. Instead of thanking Hashem, they complained about it. What did they complain? So Rashi brings a famous Chazal. One of the things that they complained about was that they couldn't go to the bathroom by eating the mud. So this is a tremendous bracha not to have to go to the bathroom. They have to go to the bathroom. So now you think to yourself, well, you know, there's a bathroom in every house. Many apartments have two, three, four bathrooms. I got some awesome. Yeah, but not in the times of the Midbar. Rashi says, Moritz says in brachas, that a person has to go to the bathroom during the Midbar times. He would not be able to go lefneyem and letzideyem, but only acharein. He'd have to go after the Gamsa Machna of Gleis. Whole Machna was three parsois. Every parsa is 4 mil. So it's like 12 mil. And every mil is 2,000 amas. 24,000 amas. 24,000 amas is, if you go Kasoinish, is 48,000 feet. 48,000 feet, divide that by 5,000. So you're talking about, you know, 8 miles or something. So there would have been a long stretch every time you have to go to the bathroom. So they should have been so happy. I'm sorry, Nachmul.
You can have a party.
They could have a
party?
Commode.
A commode. Ah, they could have a commode.
So they didn't,
apparently
want, they didn't want to go because they
had to go. Exactly. I got it. Anyway, so you should have been happy, but you're fully entitled. Now, what does that have to do with the fact that they didn't ask for miyitein? Moshe Rabbeinu says, Chevra, you could have asked Kadosh Baruch Hu, ten atah, go and give us levavim zeh, but you didn't because you're kfuya taifa. What does one thing have to do with the other? So if you look at the second choices before the end on Hey Amid Aleph, kfuya taifa, lakach korem kfuya taifa, shloi rotsu loimer atah ten, lefish loi hoyu roitzim lahachzik loi toive bekach. They didn't want to, for the rest of their lives, have to feel beholden to Kadosh Baruch Hu that he gave them that miyitein lahem, to give them that lofty madrega of being on that status of purity. We don't want to have to go and be. So a person refuses a present because he doesn't want to be beholden to the other person for the rest of his life.
I thought sonim matanos yichya.
That's true too. But over here we're not asking for a matana, we're asking Kadosh Baruch Hu to. And anytime you see a gemara like that, you have another problem. That is, whenever you're talking about getting Yerushamayim, hakul b'dei shamayim, chutz mi Yerushamayim.
Tzinim
Apachim, you're talking about, not Apachim, but Tzinim Apachim. That was the choices you asked for yesterday. But fine. But anyway, but getting back to our Gemara, the question is, how do you ever ask a Kodesh Baruch Hu Tenat to give me this high Madrega like I am at the time of Har Sinai? And the answer to those types of Chazalim is, we're asking Kodesh Baruch Hu to go. We're going to go and make the effort to have Yerushalayim to do mitzvahs, but we can't do it on our own because we're just a boss of a dog. So ask Kadosh Baruch Hu to support us and to strengthen us so that we should be able to.
When we say before Shem Vatembeli Beinu Lavin Laskili Shmol Amon.
Beautiful, beautiful. So Kadosh Baruch Hu infuse in us that power to be able to be kodesh the Yetzer Hara and to follow the path of the righteous and follow the Yetzer Tov. Anyway, so they didn't want to be to have gratitude to Hashem to give us that power to be in the lofty Madrega. So therefore, because we're Kfuya Taiva, where do we see Kfuya Taiva? From the mass of the egg, from the mass of the mud. But now the Gemara said that Kfuya Taiva, Penei Kfuya Taiva. What's Penei Kfuya Taiva? And this goes back already very far in history. That the Odom Rishon, when he ate from the Eitz Hadas, the Kodesh Baruch Hu said, did you eat from the eighth? He said, that woman that you gave me, she's the one. What do you mean? Aren't you appreciative that you have a life partner? I mean, with that, he didn't have to read Dear Susie every week, or Dear Gnendel, whatever, because Baruch Hashem had a life partner. So don't be a kofi toiva. He could have said, yeah, I ate from the eighth. Somebody gave me, I'm not going to identify who it is. He should have sat to him. He said, this was, Rashi says, a loshin gnai. Kodesh Baruch Hu, you're the co-conspirator over here. If you hadn't given me chava, I never would have eaten from the Eitz Hadas. It's her fault, it's your fault. So that's Kfuya Taiva, B'nai Kfuya Taiva. Third line. Af Moshe Rabbeinu liravim zel hem liYisrael eliachar boim shana. Even Moshe Rabbeinu didn't go and give them a telling off until after 40 years. Shenema va'ulich eschem amid ba'ar boim shana. Uksiv v'loy nasan Hashem lechem leiv. Why didn't Hashem give you leiv? Because you could have asked for it, and since you didn't, the Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't give it to you. So this was criticism of them. Yeah.
What does lo ramza?
The ramza
allude.
Didn't allude hint, to hint. It. Lashon remez didn't even hint to it.
Hint to?
To the fact that they were bad in not asking Hashem, umiyitein, yes, ten ata, please give us that koyach to be on the high madrega like we order in Har Sinai, that it should last forever and ever. Mm-hmm. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu was criticizing them. But even Moshe Rabbeinu didn't criticize them until the end of the 40 years, because these psukim that we are quoting now are from the end of Dvarim. So this is not in the times of the Eger, which is Parshas Kisisa, but all the way in the end of Dvarim, 40 years later. Zog to Yimara, what does it say, V'nonoi Nosan Hashem Lechem Leiv? If you look at number 3, Lechem Leiv Ladas, V'naim Lirois, V'naim Lishmoya Ara Yoyim Azeh, etc. So that's the same Kavana of asking Hashem for the leiv. Omer Rabbi, Shema Minu Lekoi Inish Adaita Derabi Adaboyim Shnit. See from this Gemara that it takes 40 years to be Oyla, to be able to understand the full depth of what your Rebbe was saying, what the Rebbe was explaining.
Bina.
Right, to get that Bina. Right, that, what is that intended to? Must be.
Okay. Is that why they say you shouldn't study the Zohar till you're 40?
I don't think that that's related.
That
he's talking about if you have a Rebbe and he taught you that sometimes you only understand the full depth of what he taught you up to 40 years later. Anyway, excuse me. So Rashi says about this, Lekoi inish adaita derabe, lodas soiv date utfu nasai, to understand really the depth of what he was saying, ad memshana, until the end of 40 years, shari moisha loy roms ali Yisrael, ad moish ad memshana. Because Moshe Rabbeinu was not ruined to Israel until after 40 years. Okay. My son, when I was learning with him last night, Ben Zion said he was once learning, or he heard a shir from Rav Herschel Schachter of YU, and Rav Herschel Schachter, at the middle of the shir, at the end of the shir, he said to the effect, now I understand what the Rav, Rabbi Soloveitchik, Rav Bracha, was taught him, and he said, I remember, I learned with him this sugya 40 years ago, and now I understand exactly what the message he was trying to give, because now it's 40 years, and he quoted this chazal, and Ein Odom, Yorin Seif Da'at, Yishol Odom, Arachri Abon
Shem. So there's hope for me.
Keep on, you'll be here to talk for the next 40 years, in Yat Hashem, and you'll remember your jokes from 40 years ago. Anyway, we continue on. Rabbi Yochanan Misham,
Rabbi.
Okay, I'll repeat it again. Nothing happened. It takes 40 years, so it takes another 2 minutes or another 10 seconds to repeat it. Shema minolei kodesh, adat rabbi yad aboim shan. Amr b'yoichim mishim rabbeno. My disciples said the pasuk, Ashreichim zoirei al kolmoi mishalchir reikel asher v'achamor. Even those that are not familiar with Tanakh, from Yeshaya, will remember this is a pasuk in the beginning of Vava Kama, when it talks about v'shilach es b'iroi v'yir b'steyacher. We were talking about the four mazikim.
Arba
avos nazikim. Anyway, so what does this pasuk tell us? Ashreichem zoyre al kol moyim mishalchi regel hashor v'chamor. Zokti ma ashreim Yisrael. How Yisrael is praiseworthy. Is man she'oiskim b'toyre b'gmilas chasodim, when they're learning Torah, or they're doing chesed, they're doing mitzvahs, then Yitzram mosu b'yadim. They have a tremendous zchus that the Yitzhah Hara is handed over in their hands, and doesn't have shlita on them. The ein heim esurim biyad yitzhar, and the reverse is also true, that they are not handed over to the Yitzhara. So now the question is, where do you see that in this pasuk? This pasuk doesn't talk about Torah gimilas chasadim. It doesn't talk about Yitzhara. It talks about people who are plowing and they're planting their land. Ashreyem zoyre al kolmoyim, people that are planting the land, and they have next to them a nice amount of water to go and feed the field.
Shalcha regel hashor
v'chamor.
Was that from Baba Kama? We use that pasuk.
Exactly right. Exactly. Mamish mechavin. That's what it says in the beginning of Baba Kama. Bring this pasuk. Agav mishalcha regel v'shilach es beiro yaviyah v'steyacher. Is that referring to chain? Is that referring to regel? Is that referring to eish? Bingmar brought that pasuk in that connection. Anyway, so where do we see them in the Ma'aseh Torah? Shenema. Ashreichem Zoyre Al Komoy Vein Zriya L'Tzedakah. The Lashon Zriya in this passage is referring to doing Tzedakah V'Chesed Shenemar Ziru L'Chem L'Tzedakah V'Kitzru L'Vi Chosed. Go and plan for yourself Tzedakah. By giving Tzedakah, you're, in a sense, you are providing for your own needs by giving Tzedakah V'Kitzru L'Vi Chosed, and then you'll be able to harvest according to the amount of Tzedakah V'Chesed that you gave and that you did. And V'ein Mayim El Torah, when it says in the Pasuk Mayim, it's referring to Torah. So therefore, going back to the beginning of the Pasuk, Ashreichem, you're praiseworthy, all of you that are Zoyrei, that are doing Tzedakah V'Chesed, Al Kol Moyim, and you're learning Torah. The combination of those two is Meshalcha Regula Shevach Hamar. That will send away the Shevach Hamar, which the Gemara is now assuming to be a remez to the Yetzirah that are constantly coming upon us. And where does it say anything about the Yetzirah over here? So Rashi says, Mishalchid Regel means those that are walking and traveling, right? The Regel, of course, referring to feet, the Mishalchid, that you're sending them, they're sending the feet. So Rashi says that we find that the Yetzirah is referred to as Oireach or Oirach, because it says in the Halach, the Ish Ha'oshir. That Halach is referring to that Yetzirah came to Ish Ha'oshir. What is that talking about? It's not for the Navi and David HaMelech. If you can David HaMelech, why did you go and take away Bathsheba? Because after all, you have a person who had a great riches and many, many, many animals. Next door he had a Nebuchadnezzar that had one animal. For the first time in 50 years he's having Achnosis Orchim and Ireach is coming to visit him. Well, we have to go and feed him a nice beef dinner. So instead of going and taking one of his own animals, he takes that lone animal that belongs to his neighbor and goes and steals it and checks it.
Oy.
Isn't that terrible? So David said to David HaMelech, the same thing with you. That you see, so David HaMelech said, Achaz Dosel Hamas is that terrible guy, Arusha Marisha. He said, didn't you do the same thing? You have so many wives and you took a wife from somewhere else. Anyway, that's the Lashon HaPasuk. So V'yovei Halach Isha Asher Halach is therefore a reference to the Yetzirah. So Mishal Cherega is also that they're traveling, also Yetzirah. Good. Donavel Yoh. Lo Oilam Yosem Odom Atzayel Devei Torah Kishar Le Oil Uchachamor Le Masur. In other words, he's further dashing the pasuk of the Shor Vachamor. What is this referring to? That when a person is learning Torah, he should act like a Shor Le Oil, being willing to go and take the yoke of Torah on him. Uchachamor Le Masur. So this is of course a yoke, and this is a Masur, the freight. Both of them have the same general interpretation that you're going to take the Torah on you very seriously, and therefore then you will have a kiyum in your life. Gimel yom ha'osa losa v'losis imar. Okay, so now we have finished this fairly lengthy akadata that we've had now for the last 3-4 days. We go back to the beginning of our Mishnah, that lefnei ideyan, before their holidays, gimel yom ha'osa v'losis imar. You don't do any business with them. Pray dimar be'in and kuli hai, do you really need 3 days? But tonight, now the Gemara is assuming at this point that the reason why there's an Isser, we already had Rashi in the beginning, the Sechta told us the Isser is because of what?
Takrobus.
He'll be happy. Perfect is Avodah Zarah. Exactly, that was Rashi in the beginning. What you are referring to is, what is the reason why, besides that, the 3-day Isser over here? So the book Rabbeinu Tam said in that long Toises that it says loss of loss is Daf committed to Kroivis. Toises was responding to the fact that nowadays we don't have this meaning that we are careful about not doing business with them. Rabbeinu Tam says the reason is because we're talking about buying and selling animals for purposes of bringing Eta Kroivis. Eta Kroivis is a sacrifice on the altars of the churches for their Avodah Zarah. But putting that aside from us, Gemara at this point doesn't know what the reason is. The reason why we don't know is because that Rashi, we have arrived from our Gemara, the Rashi chazed the Gemara very, very often, and he knew already what the answer is going to be, because if you turn to Vav Amid Aleph for a short moment, the last 6-7 lines on the Amid, the Gemara asks, Yiboyulahu, what's the reason for this 3-day minig zera? Mishum harvacha. Harvacha means like Rashi was saying that he's going to be so happy, he's going to go and thank the Avodah Zarah on the Yom Id, on the day of the holiday. I know he should with the evil Isita and Mechshot, because after all, the Goyim also are mitzvah in the mitzvah B'nai Noyach, and one of the mitzvah B'nai Noyach, of course, is Avodah Zarah. So therefore, we don't want to give them a Mechshot by selling to them and they're going to buy these animals for the kroivis for the avodah zarah. So based on that, getting back to our Gemara, now the Gemara is assuming that the reason why I'm not supposed to sell them, selling them animals, because they're going to use it for avodah zarah, and I'm going to be over on lifnei even. Pray Gemara umi be'inan kuli hai. Why is it this 3-day rule? But not, didn't we learn? This is the Mishnah in Masechtas Chulin. There are four times a year where there's a tremendous, tremendous demand on all of the behema sellers to go and sell their behemas because people need in the Havimina to bring karbonos. What are those 4 days where there's a tremendous demand? The Elohein, the Mishnah will explain in a moment. So what does the Mishnah tell us? That when you're selling an animal, if you've previously sold the child of this animal, or forget, if you're selling the child of an animal and you previously on that day sold the mother of that animal, then you have to be Moidia, the purchasers, be careful, don't shecht today. Why? Because it's in the Pasuk. And even though the Lashon HaPasuk is Zachar, nevertheless, the Gemara says, according to everybody, it's referring to the Kaiva, and there's a machloikis whether all the same applies to the Zachar. Mm-hmm. Of course, in most cases, you won't know who the father of the animal is in the first place. But that's besides the point. The point
they're
is...
they're going to do it in the same day, because that's Xmas. Let's say they buy a korma for Xmas 3 days before.
We got to kill it in Xmas. What's the reason why the goyim want to go and buy these animals? We're assuming for takroivis to bring it for their sacrifice. What we call a korban, what Chazal called takroivis, we don't want to mix up between the goyim bringing their sacrifice and we bring ours. Theirs are called takroivis, ours are called kabbats. Okay, so fine. So it says that for 3 days before, don't sell them animals because they're going to use that animal perhaps for their avodah zarah. We'll be oivan lefneiv. Pray tomorrow. Why 3 days? We see by us, when we are bringing kabbanis, on the first day that we buy it, we're assuming that's the day I'm going to bring it for a carbon. I'm going to designate it and bring it and schlep it and bring it to the Beis HaMikdash and ask the people of the Beis HaMikdash to Kanan, please, go ahead and do the avoida with this carbon. Mm-hmm. Again, we'll get to the four times a year in a moment. Ah, so you see that any time a person buys an animal, on the spot, he's going to go and bring it quickly to the Beis HaMikdash to be geshocht, and that's why we tell him, don't do it today because of the mother animal to the baby animal. So why did the goyim need 3 days to go and prepare their takraitis? So that we're going to, in other words, we should say in our Mishnah that only 1 day before their id, you shouldn't be allowed to go and sell them because they're going to shecht on that day, just like we're assuming the yidin shecht on that day. So we're going to get back to the answer to the question in a moment, but what are the 4 days? Erev Yom V'Achad Shel Chag, this is referring to on Hishana Rabbah, when it's Erev Shmini Atzeres Simchas Torah. Erev Yom T'Varishin Shel Pesach, when people need the Hamas for Karbonis, especially for the Karban Pesach. The Erev Atzeres, that's the day before Shavuos. Erev Rosh Hashanah. Now, this ep is these four. So Rashi says, with each one of them, you need a lot of Karbonis. In terms of Erev Yom V'Achad Shel Chag, which is Erev Shmini Atzeres, what about Erev, the first day of Yom Tov? What's so important about Erev Shmini Atzeres? Says Rashi, because Mitneishu Yoim Hashlomas Karbonis HaChag Tanan Mishal Echad. What Rashi is telling us is that it's not only people today, but already in the times of the Beis Hamikdash, some people didn't get around to bringing their Karbonis Oyloi Sur'iya and Shalmi Chagiga at the beginning. So there was a tremendous demand on Hishana Rabbah. I still have a chance tomorrow to still bring my Karbonis. Schnell, schnell, schnell. Obviously, if everybody would have brought the kabbalas at the beginning of Yom Tov, then it would have been a quiet day. But there were still people. We need to bring those kabbalas. V'yudal the nisus of Rashi, because Mishum Tzachim, Karim Pesach. Erebet says as Rashi, the Shalmei Chagig Vayis here for the Yom Tov of Shavuos, which is only one day. Yes, it's true that you have Shivas Yimei Tashlumin, and that's why we don't say Tachlin, etc. But nevertheless, people want to bring it on Yom Tov. Chayin Rosh Hashanah, it's a Yom Tov Vayichlin Basar. Now it's Kabbonis, but that's a Grois Tug. People want to go and eat Basar, the Kabbonis Yom Tov. Now we ask, why don't you say the same thing on Erev Sukkis also? Just like you're saying, Erev on Hashanah Rabbah. So Tosis says something very fascinating. Look at the third Tosis from the top. Erev Yom Tov Achrein Shel Chag, about 15 lines in, so trashy. So Tosis. Hodlei Noked Yom Rishon Shel Chag, if he shem trudim in mitzvahs lulav v'sukkah, v'ein lem panai l'harvus v'sudais. I don't have time to go to the meat market to go and buy an animal to go and start shechting and all that. I'm so busy with my lulav and esrog, I have to make sure that the lulav is straight, that there's no problem with the tioimis, it hasn't been cut, it's all sholem all the way to the top. And I have to make sure my esrog is yellow and it has a nice pitim and has a nice form and there are no dots and no problems. I have to make sure that my sukkah is put up. A person just too busy at a chodesh katzat. So therefore they don't have time to eat and sudas, and therefore they only eat sardines the whole first day of Yom.
Ask questions.
Yeah, you can ask three questions.
I thought the reasons were worried about very macro for kabbonis. But if I'm buying for myself, the whole problem is what they do very macro for kabbonis, we shouldn't do business with them.
Yeah, that's the goy.
But before it's not for me, I'm worried about that.
No, 100%. The Gemara is not bringing a raya about goyim buying and we're buying. What the Gemara is asking is the time period. Just like it says in that Mishnah, that any time you buy an animal on one of those 4 days, the assumption is that you bring it for a carbon and you're going to shecht it that day. So why don't we make the same assumption by the goyim, that if they bring it to Krev for the Avodah Zarah, they're going to go and shecht it that day. So why is there...
No problem.
Everything is fine. Good, so that's the Gabay. So Sukkah is not enough time. And then Tosis continues on. The Yeshua Farshad, the Bahanach Abor Prokem, Taimer Rabbi Ispo. All of those 4 days of Zagroisa, Groisa Inyan, that people want to go and buy animals and shech. Yom Tov Achri Shechag Lefishu's man, it's a really regular Bifnei Atzmoy. It's a special Yom Tov on its own. Bechog Mishal Lefonav. And it's different than all the other days. Talking about Harbis Besuda. People should have a Groisa Suda, Mashenke Mishvisho Pesach. Because it's not a regular Bifnei Atzmoy, it's just the end of Yom Tov. The Gamma Kabanisha Bishmini, Oye Bishvul Yisrael. And that's why they had the 70 parim of the entire Yom Tov. So therefore, and this one is what is Rashi brings to Chazal. I say this udik tana kosher like bedaschem, special farewell suda that we share with the kaviyach, with the boimishim, with the shchinim, with our fellow Jews. So that was a great Yom Suda. Vera Pesach lishu yom geula v'yitzil chayres. It's not just the carbon Pesach. Everybody's celebrating. Ah. So Chagavaldi Yitut from Chayes. Atzeres Kedemrinan, Hakol Moidim Atzeres Abinam Elachem. Everybody agrees, right? All the other Yom Tovim, Chutzim Elachem, Chutzim Elachem. Everybody agrees, that's to be Elachem. Rosh Hashanah Mepnei Shehut. So this last piece is the Negeah to us. Rosh Hashanah Mepnei Shehut, Chilas Hashanah, Marvim Besuda Lasi, Simen Yofa. The Kamen Yonim Uysim by the Simen Yofa, Kedemar Mesech, the Soidius of Krisas, that they made a lot of Simonim Yofa. And of course, that's the meaning even today, that people go and take the apple and the honey, and then they take the five or six different minim, the Yerutzoy, as we're all familiar with. Okay, anyway, so getting back to our Gemara. So I see, L'choira, I only need a one-dayer, I don't need a three-dayer. And we have to finish off that Mishnah, and the Mishnah continues on. Besides those 4 days that we just enumerated, Rav Yosef Glili, Oim Af Erev Yom Kippurim, Begol. In Gol, they were also makbid to go and buy animals on Erev Yom Kippur. Why? Because Kala Oichel the chi is like he's fasting on Asir. So they were very makbid of that. So it's not all, so why do you need 3 days? And for the Gemara. Awesome, the Lachila Sagi Bechad Yoim. Akhla Krava Beinon, Tlosa Yoim. The Gemara is saying is our Hava Minute was wrong. We thought that those 4 days was for the purposes of bringing Karbonis. If it was Kaka bringing Karbonis, then it would be after 3 days or more, as we'll see in the Gemara momentarily. But the reason why they bought these animals one on Erev Yom Tov one day, because it wasn't for Kabbalah, it was for the family. So that the family should have brightness with this, for the reason we just learned in the Tosis, because it's the Chag HaGeulah, or it's Erev Yom Kippur, the people should eat a lot and be festive and be merry and be happy and thank Hashem for all the brachas that we have. So therefore, if you're talking about private achila in the home, so then you don't need 3 days for that. In fact, you want fresh meat, you go buy the animal bright and early in the morning, shecht it, you do abdika, you do malicha, and you eat it on that same day. Huh. But they, the goyim, they need a lot of krobeth for bringing avoy dessert. For that they need 3 days. Pray to Yomara, what do they need in 3 days? Okay, so, for us, lachila, sagi, b'chadja. Ocha, here the Gabi, our Mishnah, the Gabi, the Yoyim, is, akroiv, b'in, takrova, that they want to bring it for avoy dessert for the takroivis. B'in, tlasi, Yoyim, you need 3 days. What do you need the 3 days for? As we'll see in Yomara shortly, to go and check it out to make sure that there are no mumen. Frankly, my akrova, sag mitlasi yoimi, 3 days is enough for akrova. Didn't we learn about Tanya? She al mihilchas abed gadol pesach loyishim yoim. Shem gamliel oimi shnei shabbosis. Now we normally think about that. It's teaching us hilchos chametz and matzah and how you have to be careful, what you have to do. You need the shloyishim yoim shnei shabbosis. No, no. The ikar reason for the shal mihilchas pesach is the gabe the korban pesach. See, if you look at the Tosis, which is about 4 or 5 lines lower than where we are, so Tosis Vatanan Shial Milchas Pesach, the Avu Bishigam Ata Shein Korban Shial Milchas Pesach Korban Pesach Lami Joim. That's a loch which is brought in Tor in Shulchan Aruch, and unfortunately they haven't been kabbonis for quite a few years. Become okay. Ikra Tekon Ala Korban Niskinah. You know, the time of Perkam Dusachim Shenovi Oim Pesach Rishon Mazel Pesach Sheni. People should prepare their korbanos 30 days in advance, or at least 2 weeks in advance. So, why are the goyim only worried about 3 days in advance? We that are so meticulous when it comes, and scrupulous when it comes to bringing a carbon, it's not allowed to have a moment. It's got to be a tam or a tumim. So even even the slightest slit in the eyes, right? That was the master with the Kamsa Bar Kamsa. They made a
split of the lip, I think.
You know, one has two pshatim over there. One of the section of the eye, and one is also in the yeah. Anyways, even something which is so inconsequential, so immaterial, if you this was a gunish, nevertheless, it's considered to be a moment. So you need 30 days to learn the halachas and ponder and review and inspect. Inu the b'chusa eiver islehu plus the yoyim isagi. The halacha by goyim is that when they're bringing their takroivis, it's allowed to have a mum as long as it's not a big mum with a capital M. The Yom Rablozer minayin the mechusa eiver the osel ben noyichem the mechusa eiver a whole limb is missing the siv kol chayim mikol baser shnayim mikol on the Torah havei behema shechayim rashi barim shela. Why did say the Torah that noyich was asked to bring mikol chayim mikol baser kol chayim to go and tell you that this is an animal that every one of its eivorim late. They're no mechusa eiver. They're all
shalid.
Shalid. Good. Atah. So Yomara. Oh, so bottom line is that's why they don't have to worry about doyke shemayim. They only have mechusa eiver. 3 days is enough to go and inspect the animal up and down and back and forth to make sure.
In the Benjamin, it said they just put it aside 4 days.
Very good. So that bothered me too. Here you're telling that she'al mechusa basically shloishim yoyim because doyke shemayim, but it says by the oilest tumid it was only 4 days. So the answer probably is. There you're talking about super experts, people that are kahanim that are bringing kabbonis on a daily basis. They know exactly what to look for. Here you're talking about Klal Yisrael on mas. So on mas, they don't know all the halachas, and you have to go and teach them how, where, when.
It's Yatir Yatir is the highest level of smicha. It's the most difficult.
Yeah, exactly. So very good.
Rav studied with the wrote with the Roei Tzon for 18 months.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Yeah, because of the Pesach, we do it today, obviously, because it's so complicated. And from its nuksha and
it's even
hard. So what we're here, it seems to making the whole thing is for the carbon. It's really because
that was the ikar, actually. Ikar at the kon of carbon, but also because of the other things. Actually, says Rabbi Shagam Ata in carbon she in carbon she al hilchas and pesach. Ikar the kon was about the carbon, but in the chalami we teach about chometz and matzah, like you say, the chometz nuksha and all that. Anyway, how do I know by a goy? The Mechusar Eivor passes to cry. This because it said the Pazmi Kola Chai. I learned from this. Why did Noach take together all those animals to be able to go and bring a carbon after the after the Mabu was over? Zaymendach Mikol Chai. I'm retired. They behave as Chai and Rashi Barim Shalom. Frank the Barhemi Boy Leila Mute Treifa. The Chayr I need Mikol Chai to say don't take in treifas because a treifa is possible for a carbon. So how do you know the dinner of Mechusar Eivor? We have another pasuk. What does it say in the pasuk number 8? Kamiya fishamayim shalishiva lechayos zera al pnei kol haaretz. And we know that treifa ain't a yoledes. Treifa ain't a chayos. Doesn't doesn't give birth, so therefore the Chai Zerik is Lafuke from the Trefa, so I have the extra word we call a Chai to tell you Chai in Russian word Shulak. So you cannot learn L'chai Yizera to exclude Treifa. So L'chai you have to exclude Treifa from the Kol Achai. So how do I know the din of Chai in Rashi Evarim Shalom? Amakra, Itoch. We didn't say Itoch. So number one, Shtei Tavdu, Nikol Achai, Nikol Bosh, Shnei, Nikol Tavi, Alatev, L'achio is Itoch. B'doy Melach, just like you, Noyach, you happen to be a Shol in Metatam. Same thing, bring in animals which are not treifas. Frank Timur of Intulman Noyach Uvi Treifado. How do you know? Maybe Noyach himself never had a treifa. Maybe he had a certificate from his doctor that he was never had treifa. Rachman Litzlan. And therefore, when it says Itoch, that would mean you should go and bring other treifas. How do you know that's Lemute treifa? Heavenly Mars, Konnish Zayn. After it says abandoned that he was a tzaddik, Tomim Ksivdei. Tomim by definition means that he was a kamsa, a tam. Frank Timur, who says, we're not talking about physically tam, we're talking about spiritually was a tam, a tam bidracha. So you might, I don't need that because tzadik simish. It's a tzadik tam. I don't need the tam for that. I have the word tzadik. Right tomorrow, don't want tam bidracha, but tzadik memasim hava. No, I need both tzadik tam. One tam bidracha says Rashi the tam. On the Bishwal Ruach to tell you that his character was one of humility and modesty. And Tzadik B'masa, B'loi Chomas, that he had the highest level of integrity and honesty. So therefore, Vaita, how do I know that he, Noach, was not a treif? And maybe he was a treif, and therefore, Itoch, he can bring in treifoy. And that's why I need the word, B'kol Achai, to tell you to exclude treif. You can tell me he was a treif. Are you going to come tell me, Kadosh Baruch Hu, when he said to him, go and bring me kol, shnayim mikol, tovi al tevi lahachis, itoch b'doimim loch, that just like you're a treifa, bringing other treifas. That doesn't sound right. So tomorrow, okay, fine. So bottom line is, I'm learning itoch to exclude treifas, and now I have the mikol achai to tell you that chayim rashi yivorim shalom. V'hashim nafkalei b'itoch. Now they learn from Itoch to exclude a treifa. L'chai Yizera, lovely, what do I need L'chai Yizera for? I said L'chai Yizera before because a treifa ain't your letters. But according to Bani Yom, a treifa your letters, my ikal meimer. So now that we have this pasuk of Itoch to tell you that I've got to be shlein, just like Noach, Vaita, what do I need L'chai Yizera for? Everything, I might think Itoch is telling you, bring them in for company to keep you, you're going to be in the table for a year. You should have some. Shelley wasn't there to go and offer them any comedy relief with his beautiful, very witty witticisms. So bring in the animals, so it's a time a little busy. And therefore, I would think about Philozok and Philosaurus. You can go and bring into the Teva even older animals and Cerisim that cannot procreate. They're sterile. So therefore, even though they're not treifus, but there's another reason why they can't have children. No, one of the purposes is of animals is so that after we come out of the teva, we'll be able to populate the world again with all the.
And if treifa doesn't live 12 months, then and Noach was building the teva 120 years, it doesn't add up.
Yeah, it could be telling him this Tumim is referring to the minute before. But even then, it's a year. Remember, the machloek is chai, ain't a chai. Questions of the mean a day, the mean a year.
Or it could be a moment, which is 1/16 of a second.
500,000, 453,000. Okay. Shkoyach, have a wonderful day, everybody. Hatzlocha, zayi gesund, and be well.